This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 12, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association has made liberal use of hyperbole in criticizing the FAA the last 2 years. Now, some of NATCA's basic charges are being repeated in a report released Tuesday by the Inspector General of the Department of Transportation. According to the Associated Press, the IG finds the FAA is hiring so fast to catch up with an unexpected volume of retirements that it has exceeded its own maximum trainee numbers at almost 70 of the nation's 314 ATC facilities. The report also criticizes management of the training program itself for relying on an inaccurate database. The FAA is also accused of failing to implement remedies promised back in 2004. Coming off the Tuesday report from the DOT Inspector General, NATCA President Patrick Forey had a Wednesday appointment to speak in Congress. In remarks to the House Subcommittee on Aviation, Forey told lawmakers it's no coincidence that delays, near misses, and runway incursions have all increased as the number of controllers has diminished. He proposed 4 steps to stem what he calls a crisis. Quote, first, the FAA and NATCA must return to the bargaining table to complete contract negotiations. Doing so will help to retain the veteran controllers, responsible for on-the-job training that turns a trainee into a certified controller. Their retention is essential to maintaining safe operation of the system. Second, the FAA must work with NATCA and the National Academy of Sciences, or another independent third party, to not only reestablish scientifically based staffing ranges for each facility, but also to establish concrete limits on trainee ratios. Third, standardized training must continue to be the foundation. The FAA must stop issuing blanket waivers on training to chronically understaffed facilities. And finally, in order to avoid such crises in the future, the FAA must work collaboratively and cooperatively with NATCA on all issues affecting air traffic controllers or their operations, unquote. The National Transportation Safety Board made 2 recommendations Tuesday to address human fatigue in airline operations. The board recommended that the FAA develop guidance based on empirical and scientific evidence for operators to establish fatigue management systems. The board also called on the FAA to develop and use methodology that will continually assess the effectiveness of fatigue management systems implemented by operators, with a goal to improve sleep and alertness, mitigate performance errors, and prevent accidents and incidents. Investigators in the Sudan are still trying to reconcile varying witness accounts of the Tuesday night crash of a Sudan Airways plane. The press association cites the Sudan Civil Aviation Authority in reporting that 29 passengers and crew members died, but 171 escaped the burning plane. Police Chief Mohammed Najib told officials the high winds around Khartoum Airport at the time, quote, caused the plane to crash land, split into two, and catch fire, unquote. But Airport Director Youssef Ibrahim told Sudanese television the airliner had landed safely and the pilots were talking to the control tower to get further instructions when the accident occurred. Investigators have determined the plane skidded off the runway and hit navigation poles marking the end of the runway, sparking a fire on the right side of the aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Lance Air says Evolution could pass Part 23 if it wanted to. Mooney certifies the Acclaim in Brazil, and Discovery will soon be on its way home to Earth. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Ed Iacobucci, President and CEO of DayJet. We'll talk about the company's selection by the FAA to be the beta tester for next-gen air traffic control technology in Florida. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.